The Mishnah had said that in order to get to an Eir Miklat, we have to make sure that there are clear roads to get you to the Eir Miklat so that you could run there as quickly as possible. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, Miklat hayokosav al prashas drachim. At every fork in the road, it would have a sign that would say Miklat with an arrow that way to get you to the Eir Miklat with very clear signs. Why? Kedesha yakir arotzeh, so that the guy who killed will see that viyifnei l'sham, and he'll be able to get there. Amar Rav Kahana, Maikra. Rav Kahana says, where in the pasuk do we see that you have to do that? That you have to make signs for him. Tachin l'cha haderech. It says, prepare for you the road. Asay l'cha hachana l'derech. We prepare a proper road for him to enable him to get as quickly as he can to the Eir Miklat. Rav Chama Bar Chanina pasach la pischa lahay parshasa mehacha. When Rav Chama Bar Chanina would begin to talk about Eir Miklat, he would always start his shir with the following pasuk. He would quote the pasuk, Tov v'yashar Hashem, God is good and straight and righteous. Al kein yorech hatoim b'derech. That's why he leads the sinners on the right path. Im l'chatoim yorech, kal v'chom l'tzadikim. If for chotim, for sinners, he leads on the right path, can you imagine what he does for tzadikim? What does it mean God leads sinners on the right path? What does he do? He allows the people who killed Bishogeg to have an easy path to get to the Eir Miklat. So if God does that for people who just killed someone, all the more so, can you imagine what he does for tzaddikim? That's how he would start his shir about Eir Miklat. Rabbi Shimon Lakish pasuk la pischalai parshas mehacha. Rabbi Shimon Lakish would start his shir about Eir Miklat with the following pasuk. Va'asher lo tzadim lo tzada ve'elukim ina liyado. Kasher yomer mashal akadmoni, and he would say that there's the old mashal, merishayim yatsar resha, that from the evil emerges evil. What's that about? Bamei Kasim Medaber, what are these psukim about? So he would start the shir by saying, let me explain to you these psukim. Bishnei Bnei Adam, let's say you have two people, Shahar Gwes and Efesh, that both killed somebody. Reuven and Shimon each killed someone. Echad Harag B'Shogeg, Reuven killed someone by accident, Ve'echad Harag B'Mezid, and Shimon killed someone on purpose. Laza ain Edim, Laza ain Edim. The only thing is, no one witnessed either murder. Reuven kills someone by accident, Shimon kills someone on purpose, and there are no witnesses to it. So really, Reuven should have to go to a near Miklat, but no one's going to send him there because no one knows that he killed anyone. And Shimon should have to get killed, but no one's going to kill him because no one knows that he did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazminan lepundak echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that these two killers, Reuven and Shimon, are going to cross paths. Zeh Shaharag B'mezid, the guy that killed B'mezid, Shimon, Yoshev Tachas HaSulam, will be sitting underneath a ladder one day. Zeh Shaharag B'shogeg, and the guy that killed by accident, Reuven, Yored B'sulam, will be coming down a ladder one day. V'nafal Alav, and he'll fall off the ladder and land right on Shimon Bahargo, and he'll kill him. And everyone's going to see it. And therefore, justice will be served. Why? Zeh Shaharag B'mezid, the guy who killed someone on purpose, Ne'erak, gets killed by someone falling at him off a ladder. V'zeh shaharag b'shogeg, and the guy who killed someone b'shogeg, Gola. Now he's going to have to go to Golas, because now everyone saw that he fell off a ladder and accidentally killed someone. So justice will be served. Meaning, God controls the world, God runs the world, and he's going to make sure that even if crimes happen with no one seeing it, eventually everything's going to be taken care of. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, va'amri la Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Lazar. Rabbi said, "Min haTorah, min haNeviim, min haKsuvim, we could derive from the Torah, from the Navi, and from the Ksuvim that b'derech shadam rotza leilechba malichno. So important concept that in the path a person chooses to go, God leads him down that path. Where do we see this in Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim? Min haTorah, we see this concept in Torah, d'ksiv, because the pasuk says, lo seilech imahem, uksiv kum leich itam. Bilam asks God, can I go curse the Jews? And God says, no. And then Bilam keeps saying, come on, please, 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 please. And God finally says, okay, go. So what do you see? That he wanted to go a certain way. God said, okay, go. If you want to do it so badly, God will let you do it ultimately. He's going to let you dig yourself a deeper hole and sin as badly as you want, and you'll end up suffering the consequences. And we find this in Neviim also, that Hashem leads you down the path you want to go, because the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokecha melamedcha lahoil madrichecha b'derech telech, that I am Hashem your God, and I will lead you on the path that you're going. min haksuvim, and we find this in ksuvim d'chsiv, because the pasuk says, im l'leitzim u'yalitz u'la'anavim yitein chayin. If you want to be a leitz, you want to be a mocker, you want to be someone like that, so good. So then you want to connect to people who are jokesters, so you'll be a joke. And you want to connect to people who are humble people, well then you'll be a person that people like. But Hashem will let you connect and become whatever it is that you want to connect to. Main point number one. We make clear signs to help the Rotzeach get to the Eir Miklat. We make clear signs to help the Rotzeach, to help the guy who killed, get to the Eir Miklat. Main point number two, Hashem sends people on their desired path. Amar Rav Huna. Rotzeach shagala li'ir miklat, umatzo gala adam vahargo. If a rotzeach goes to an ir miklat, and the relative finds him while he's on the way, before he gets to the ir miklat, before he's in the city of refuge, and the relative kills him, pater. The relative is not going to be chayiv misa. He's entitled to kill him. He's entitled to kill the rotzeach. Relative of who? Of the victim. Kasavar, because we hold when the pasuk says velo ein mishpat maves, that he's not going to be chayiv misa. Who's not going to be chayiv misa? It means begol adam u'dichsiv. It's talking about the gol adam, the relative. That the relative is not going to be chayiv misa if he kills the murderer outside of the ir miklat. Meisve asked the Gemara, wait, velo ein mishpat maves berotzeach hakos medaber. I always thought it means to say that the guy who killed isn't going to be chayiv misa, not that the meaning that the original Rotzeach, the guy who killed Bishogeg, is not Chayiv Misa. Not that the Rotzeach, that the Gol Adam is not Chayiv Misa. So Atom or Rotzeach or Einu El Begol Adam? Which is it? Is the Pasuk saying that the Rotzeach is not Chayiv Misa? Or are we saying that the Gol Adam is not Chayiv Misa? Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk goes on to say, V'hu lo sonelo mitmol shilshom, this is a guy who never had anything against his victim. He never hated him. He never had a problem with his victim. That must be talking about the original guy who killed. He had no problem with his victim. He killed him a shogeg. So that's the guy that's not chayiv misa. But the goel adam did have a problem with his victim. He didn't like the fact that that the rotzeach killed his relative. So he went after him and he killed him. So that's not who it's talking about. So who da amar ki aitana? We say that he must be assuming like the following tana. This is a machlokas in tanaim really. Who it is that's putter from getting killed? Detanya, we have a brisa. Velo ein mishpat maves. The pasuk says he doesn't get killed. Begol adam akas medaber. It's talking about the goal adam. But really, atom or begol adam akas medaber ein ol berotzeach. Are you sure it's talking about the goal adam? Maybe it's talking about the rotzeach. Kishu omer ki lo sone hu lo mitmol shalshom. When it says that he didn't hate him previously, harer rotzeach amur. We already covered the rotzeach with that phrase. Hamani mekayim velo ein mishpat maves. What's velo ein mishpat maves talking about? Begol adam akas medaber. Must be talking about the gol adam, the relative. Period. So main point number three. The goel hadam who kills his relative's murderer, the goel adam who kills his relative's murderer is pater. We paskin is pater. But we discourage him from doing it. We didn't get to that part that the Gemara is about to say, that we discourage him from doing it. We discourage him from actually killing his relative's murderer. We don't want more killing going on.
Is he allowed to kill him in the Eir Miklat?
No, in the Eir Miklat, the guy's safe. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mosano Shnei Talmidei Chacham, we give the Rotzeach two Talmidei Chacham to accompany him to the Eir Miklat. Why? Shema Yargenu Bederech, lest someone try to kill him on the road. V'yidabru Elav, at least these Talmidei Chacham could try to talk the Gol Adam out of it. Listen, don't do this, you don't want blood on your hands, you don't want more violence. My love, de masru beidi katal bar katalu. Well, wait a second. Aren't those two talmidei chacham there to warn the goel adam that if you do kill this guy, you're gonna be chayiv misa? And it, doesn't that prove that the goel adam is chayiv misa? Says more low. No, they're not warning him that he's gonna be chayiv misa. Kedetanya, what they're doing is like we learned in the brisa. Vayidabri love dvarim aruuyim lo. They tell him a bunch of nice things to try to calm him down. Omrim lo, they tell him. Don't be a murderer. Don't kill someone. Don't act like a behemoth. Don't act like a murderer. You know he only killed him by accident. It wasn't on purpose. So don't kill him. That's all they're there for, to try to talk him down. Rameir says, the Rotzeach defends himself. he should try to talk the Gol Adam out of it himself. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vized Dvar HaRotzeach, that these are the words of the Rotzeach, that he himself should defend himself. Amrullo Harbe Shlichus Ose. So they say to him that, don't worry, Hashem has a lot of ways of accomplishing what he wants to accomplish. You don't have to be God's Shliach to punish your relative's murderer. God will figure something else out. Don't worry about it. Amar Mar, we just said before, Bishkaga Bamaisa Liyado. One of the things we tell the Gol Adam is it was an accident. Well, Pshita, of course it was an accident. Di'ibi Mezid Bar Golasu? If it was on purpose, obviously this guy wouldn't be going to Golus. If he kills someone on purpose, you don't get to go to Golus. You don't get to go to Nir Miklat. So why are they saying something that's so obvious that it was an accident? Says Gemara in. No, it used to be that even someone who killed Bemezid would go to Golus at first. Because Vatanya, we have a Brisa that tells us, historically, this is how it used to happen. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda tells us, B'tchila, originally, Echad Shogeg ve'echad Mezid, Makdim el'ari Miklat. Whether someone killed someone B'Shogeg or Bemezid, first thing they would do after you murder someone would be run to the Ir Miklat. Then Bezin would send someone to retrieve the guy from the Ir Miklat. Mishen is chayv misa harguhu. And if Bezin found that the guy is chayv misa, they would kill him. Shenemar v'shalchu ziknei iro. The pasuk says the zikenim of his city send v'lakhu oso misham. They take him from there v'nosen oso biyad gol adam v'meis, and they put him in the hands of the gol adam and he dies. Mishalon is chayv, if they find that he's innocent, patru. Then what do? They exempt him. Good. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'itzilu ha'edus rotzeach miyad gol adam, that the basin has to save the rotzeach if he's innocent. Mishan is chayev galus. If it turns out that he's chayev galus, what do they do? What do they do? Send him back. Magziru zalim koma. They send him back to galus. Shenemar v'yeshivu osoy edel ir miklat ha'asher nashama. They return him to the ir miklat that he ran to. Rebbe Omer me'atzman hayu golin. Rebbe says, now that was never the rule. That was just something people would do on their own. That when people would kill someone b'mezid, they would just run to the Ir Miklat. Kesvurin hein echad shogeg ve'echad mezid koltos. Because they assumed that the Ir Miklat would protect them even if they killed b'mezid. But ve'hein einan yodin, they didn't realize shebeshogeg koltos b'mezid einan koltos. They didn't realize that the Ir Miklat only protects people who killed by accident, does not protect people who killed on purpose. But the bottom line is, they have to tell the Goel Adam, these two Tamid Chachamim have to tell the Goel Adam, don't kill him, it was an accident, because not everyone who runs to the Ir Miklat killed by accident. Some people who run to the Ir Miklat killed on purpose and are just waiting their day in court. They're waiting for their day in court. So that's why the two Tamid Chachamim have to say, no, this guy killed by accident, leave him alone, don't kill him, calm down. Amar Rabbi Lazar, new topic, Irsha Ruba Rotzchim Eina Koletas. If a city has a majority of the population have killed people, well, that city can't protect. The majority of the Ir Miklat's population has to be regular folks. It can't be people who have killed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'daber ba'aznei zikneya yirahi es devarav, that they have to say his words to the zikenim of the ear. V'lo shurush v'divrei en l'dvarav. It can't be that everyone in the city has the same story, that everyone in the city is a murderer. V'amar Rablazer also says, ir she'ein ba zikenim ein okoltos koletes. A city that doesn't have zikenim, doesn't have talmid chamim and a beis din, cannot protect a person. To be inan ziknei ha'ir v'leka, because the pasuk specifically speaks about the ziknei ha'ir, the elders of the city. Itmar, ir she'ein ba zikenim, also a city that doesn't have elders. Rabbi Yami v'Rabbi Yasi, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi, chad omer koletes v'chad omer eino koletes. One says a city that doesn't have elders can protect a murderer. The other one says it cannot. Lamandi omer eino koletes, the one that says it does not protect, binan ziknei ir v'leka, says, well, you need ziknei ir and you don't have it, so it's not going to protect him. Lamandi omer koletes, the one that says that it can protect, mitzvah bialma, will say, no, it's just ideal that you have zikanim. But if you don't have zikanim, it will still protect you. It will still be just the same. V'ir she'ein ba zikanim. If you have a city, actually, before we get to that, main point number, whatever, 4? A city of a majority rotzchim, majority murderers. Or a city without zikanim cannot be kolet. Cannot protect a murderer. Cannot be kolet. So again, a city of majority rotzchim cannot protect a murderer, and a city without zikenim, that was a machlokas really. A city without zikenim is really a machlokas. According to some, can't be kolit, can't protect. Next, more stuff about a city that doesn't have zakenim. V'ir she'ein ba zakenim, a city that doesn't have zakenim, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, chad amar nasa ba ben sora remora, v'chad amar ein nasa ba ben sora remora. Important concept, ben sora remora. Is a machlokas whether a city that doesn't have zakenim could ever have a ben sora remora. Are they automatically disqualified from having a ben sora remora in their city? L'man diyamar ein nasa ba ben sora remora. The one that says that they can't have a ben sora remora, bi'inon ziknei iro v'leka. It's because the pasuk says that there are ziknei iro, there are elders in his city. And you don't have that if you don't have that, then you can't have a ben sora remora. L'man diyamar nasa ba ben sora remora, the one that says that you can have a ben sora remora, mitzvah bi'alma, just holds that it's ideal to have ziknei iro, but you don't need to have it. And finally, Ir she'ein ba zakenim, a city that doesn't have zakenim, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi debate, chad amar mevia egla arufa, one of them says it's able to bring an egla arufa if they find a murder or close, if they find a murder victim close to that city, that they can bring the egla arufa, the decapitated calf. V'chad amar eina mevia egla arufa, and the other one says, and again egla arufa is an important concept, the other one says, no, it cannot bring an egla arufa. Why? Because, as you probably have guessed, in the parsha of Egla Rufa, it uses the term zakenim. L'man diyamar eina mevia Egla Rufa, the one that says it cannot bring an Egla Rufa, bi'inan ziknei ha'ir ha'hi. It says in the pasuk that there are ziknei ha'ir ha'hi. V'leko, but this city doesn't have any zakenim. L'man diyamar mevia Egla Rufa, the one that says that it can bring an Egla Rufa, mitzvah bi'alma. It's just ideal that it should have zakenim, but it's not required. So last main point, machlokas, whether a city without zakenim can produce a ben sora remora, and whether it can bring an egla arufa. Maybe the better way to do this main point is to make it three things. Machlokas, whether a city without zakenim can protect a murderer, right, from the last main point, move that part over to here. Machlokas, whether a city without zakenim can protect a murderer, can produce a ben sora remora, and can bring an egla arufa. Those are all machlokas between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. And that, what? So again, the first one is can protect a murderer, second is whether it can produce a ben sora remora, and third is whether we can bring an egla arufa from it. Those are the three things about a city that doesn't have zakenim. All right, we will stop there.